Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. We're about to have a great visit with our good friend, one of my favorite folks on the planet, Dr. Judith Glaser. She's the CEO of Benchmark Communications, chairman of the Creating We Institute, author of so many books I can't see over the top. One of my favorites is Conversational Intelligence, How Great Leaders Build Trust and Get Extraordinary Results. She's our good friend, Dr. Judith Glaser. Welcome back to the show.
I'm thrilled to be back. I always love talking with you. You get me very excited.
It's my pleasure. Our pleasure to have you here, Judy. So you've got a project you're working on that you're pretty excited about, aren't you?
I have a project, and I just got an email about somebody who's using my work in a way that I could never imagine, and I'm so excited about that too. So I hope we can talk about
that. Let's do that. Tell us about changing the culture.
Yeah.
With conversation.
So a lot of people think, and I did years ago when I started to be in this world of working with companies that want to go through change and create transformation, I thought it took longer than what I now know for sure it takes to change a culture. And people would spend 6 and 7 years, especially real heavy-duty consultants who had all sorts of processes that they wanted to put companies through. But what I start to learn is if you're going to change a culture, it starts with changing conversation. I have this little phrase, to get to the next level of greatness depends on the quality of the culture, which depends on the quality of relationships, which depends on the quality of conversations. Everything happens through conversation. So I wrote that, and now I'm living it. It took me a while. But so I have a large company. It's 65,000 people. That's big.
It's a large company.
Yeah, really large company.
No small business.
Yeah, but you think about it. Every part of the company is a small business. Mm-hmm. Every one of the teams
every little
is a
team.
Small business. Yeah, exactly. That's what makes the company work. So what they did is they wanted to bring me in to do. I did a statement of work, which is I won a competition between other companies that do this, and I ended up in. And by the way, I competed against my biggest competitor and won.
Wow.
Yay.
We
always love that, right? In fact, he went back there and he said to them, I don't believe that you didn't give it to me.
Oh, I love arrogant people, don't you?
Yeah. So actually what they said to him is the key to what happened and why why this work is grafting, which is the word you use, grafting so well. They said to him, You're trying to bring in a thing, like he made up, you use 5 letters and each one stands for something.
Right,
acronym, thank you. He made up an acronym, and they said, you're bringing in something that's foreign to us, but what Judith is bringing in is something that feels very familiar to us. And so they said, we want something that will blend with our culture and graft with our culture. And it did, but this is what happened. I was starting with a big project. They were going to give me a lot of money, a lot of money. I mean, I still did, but a lot of money. To do a whole company transformation, it takes a lot of work to get their people up to speed.
Right.
And because everybody's going through cutbacks, and they were too, they cut the project in half, which meant that doing, quote, training about conversational intelligence could not happen the typical way. We bring people together and you get them into workshops. That was gone. And what was left was the opportunity to show a quick little video about me being interviewed about the terminology, the words, that I've introduced into this, and they showed a couple of interactions that were supposed to be what good looks like and what, not good looks like. That was it, and it is startling what happened. What happened is that people got excited about some of the keywords that seemed to explain.
What's an example of a keyword?
So a keyword would be listen to connect. It's actually a
phrase.
What
does that mean? Tell us what that means.
Okay, listen to connect means that you want to learn about another person. You don't want to just learn about things that you already know about them and get confirmed, like I know about this about you and I know that about you. But it's listening, not listening to understand, because listening to understand is out there. That's, I understand what you just said. Let me confirm it. That's what I call level one. It's very basic. But what they wanted, what I helped them learn, is to step into the world of another person and really take time asking
questions. So don't just listen to get their content. Yeah. Listen to get the context of the person.
That's it. You just put the right words to it. Exactly. The context of the person. What are they going through?
What's behind this? What's behind the voice? What's happening in their life? Why? What motivates them? And is part of what they're telling me being influenced by their context and not just the content?
That's right. Exactly. And we're all caught up in content and information.
Yeah.
That's the lowest level of conversation,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
You want to make a relationship before task.
So you're talking about high touch.
High touch, exactly. It is high touch.
You know, this is just such a huge thing to me. I've been talking about this for 30-something years, since Nesbitt said the more high tech we have, the more high touch we will want.
Yeah.
That was a prophecy that's like no other modern prophecy as far as I'm concerned.
Wow.
And that's what you're finding is mm-hmm. these people gravitated towards high touch.
And you know what prevented it?
They were drawn to it.
Yeah, we have to be onto it now because technology is so high. But what was stopping me and a lot of other people in my field is that people used to call it touchy-feely, which had a very negative overtone, right? And so they said, we don't want to go into this touchy-feely stuff. It's not good for companies that are tough and, like, you know, technology-driven and so forth. So we had to kind of move that word out and give people another phrase or two that they could use. And they fell in love with listening to Connect, which is so wonderful.
Well, see, what we're realizing, Judy, is when the machines do things for us, it makes it handy. But these are digital machines who mm-hmm. are doing things for analog humans.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't do things in analog ways. This is a focus of my next book is the fact that we're analog. You and I are analog. We're not digital.
So the more machines
do for us, they may be doing things to make things handier for us and quicker and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But the end result has to be something that an analog human can be drawn to and attracted to and can use.
Mm-hmm.
And what you're talking about is part of that interface.
That's right. And when people feel felt, there's a TV commercial. They say, see me. I don't know if you've ever seen it. See me. And mm-hmm. it's about people that have some rashes on their face.
Right,
and
yes.
People don't look at them.
They have eczema.
Eczema,
mm-hmm.
exactly. And so, but I was, that's so profound because it's part of the same thing.
Yes.
See me, the me mm-hmm. that I want to be, not the mm-hmm. me that you make me into, which could be judgmental and you know, not a good person and not smart.
Until a child is born with an USB growing out of their ear, we're going to be analog beings, folks. And there's this interface thing that we have to continue to make, and that's what Judy's talking about. Her conversation intelligence. That's all about the interface between the machines and the analog humans. Quick break, 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, Judith Glaser, and I will be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.